Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
The author Frank Laubach wrote words that make me smile. I have good news for you. The first 80 years are the hardest. The second 80 are a succession of birthday parties. Once you reach 80, everyone wants to carry your baggage and help you up the stairs. If you forget your name or anyone else's name or an appointment or your own telephone number or promise to be three places at the same time or can't remember how many grandchildren you have, you need only to explain that you are 80. Being 80 is a lot better than being 70. At 70, people are mad at you for everything. At 80, you have a perfect excuse, no matter what you do. If you act foolish, it's your second childhood. Everyone is looking for symptoms of softening of the brain. Being 70 is no fun at all. At that age, they expect you to retire to a house in Florida and complain about your arthritis. And you ask everyone to stop mumbling because you can't understand them. Actually, your hearing is about 50% gone. If you survive until you are 80, everyone is surprised that you are still alive. They treat you with respect just for having lived so long. Actually, they seem surprised that you can walk and talk sensibly. So, please, folks, try to make it to 80. It's the best time of your life. People forgive you for anything. I love his outlook, don't you? Whatever our age, we'd all like to be that kind of old guy or gal one day. And how can that happen? Our attitude is a big deal, of course, but there's more to it. In the movie City Slickers, Jack Palance plays Curly, a tough old untamed mustang of a cowboy who terrifies the greenhorn city slicker Mitch, played by Billy Crystal. The two are riding on horseback when Curly, the hardened cowboy, turns to Mitch and says, "Do you know what the secret of life is?" Mitch replies, "No, what?" Curly holds up his index finger and says this. Mitch says, "Your finger?" Curly explains that only one thing matters in life. "That's great, but what's the one thing?" Curly responds, "That's what you got to figure out." Well, it's not a bad exercise to pause and consider what is of primary importance in our fleeting life. What is our greatest desire? Our answer will be reflected in our choices, our priorities, in what we chase, in whom or what we love. In Psalm 27, David doesn't just hold up a finger, he gives his answer. "One thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple." Now, he's not talking about packing up his stuff and moving into a church building. He's talking about his number one priority, that of living in the presence of God, meditating on God's splendor, and learning God's ways. You know David's story. He messed up spectacularly. Yet God, the one who loves the unlovable, knew David's desire and pursued and cleansed and restored him. Why does God bother with such sinners? It's what he does. He loves us not because we're so lovable, but because he loves us. And he will carry on the work he's begun in us all the way home. That reminds me of the Apostle Paul's one thing. "This one thing I do, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." So, press on, my friend. And remember this, the first 80 years are the hardest.
Have you heard of our bi-monthly magazine, Truth and Life? It's the perfect blend of humor, biblical insight, and Christian encouragement with articles from Phil Calloway, Dr. John Neufeld, and others. This year, we're adding a Bible study in each issue to help you dive deeper into God's Word. Subscribe today and get the next issue mailed directly to your home. Visit laughagain.ca or call 1-800-663-2425 to subscribe. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.